This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says his administration is ready to handle whatever level of outbreak of the coronavirus occurs in the United States. Speaking at the White House, the president said the country is prepared for the virus, whether many or only a few people are infected with it.
But we're very, very ready for this, for anything, whether it's going to be a breakout of larger proportions or whether or not we're at that very low level.
Trump put Vice President Mike Pence in charge of handling the administration's response to the virus. Pence said that all the resources available will be used to protect the American public.
My role will be to continue to bring that team together, to bring to the president the best options for action to see to the safety and well-being and health of the American people.
The Trump administration had asked for $2.5 billion to fight the virus, a figure that many in Congress thought was too low. President Trump said the White House would accept whatever amount lawmakers allocate to fight the disease. More than 80,000 people worldwide have been infected with the coronavirus. Nearly 3,000 have died. A gunman opened fire Wednesday at a Milwaukee Molson Coors Brewery complex, killing 5 people before taking his own life. The gunman was identified as a 51-year-old Milwaukee man employed by the company. Tom Barrett is the city's mayor.
There was a horrific shooting that has occurred. We're urging all residents and people in this area to stay away from this area simply because of traffic diversions and things like that.
Before Wednesday's shooting, there had been 3 mass killings nationwide this year with 12 total victims. All have been shootings. This is VOA News.